These guys are really, really impressive football coaches. We're thrilled to have them.
Inside linebacker last year was, there was not a lot of depth for that spot. And you have Sims now who's healthy for the first time in years. What can he bring to this defense and what are kind of your impressions of him?
We're really happy to have him back. And same thing with him as it relates to the offseason. All the work that he did is paying off. It really has. He's gotten off to a great start. Made a couple really nice plays on what day is today? I forget what day we're on. It's Wednesday. Groundhog Day time. And we're not in pads yet, but it's still a really good indication of what he can do to help us. He's going to help this football team. And he's got some great energy. And you know how it is when you're banged up, you kind of don't feel like you're part of it sometimes. He's healthy. He's been great to be around.
Is he an inside guy strictly, or can he bounce between? Are you figuring that out right now?
You got to figure it out. You know, a lot of things now. It's time to experiment, move guys around. And I know it sounds cliche-ish, but we've got to treat this like an organizational chart and not a depth chart. We got to find out who could do what so we can, you know, really kind of build our identity from the inside out.
So on a staff with a bunch of coaches that are loud and motivating, the conditioning coaches stands out. Can you talk a little bit about just his style and what a personality?
He better bring it every day. He's got some competition now. Competition is going to be bred through and through throughout the program. All right. We want to see whose car's in the parking lot first, who's in there or who's out of there last. And if you're being loud like he is, he does a great job teaching while he's loud. And I think that's what makes him unique. There's a lot of loud guys out there, and sometimes being loud is just noise. This isn't noise. This is teaching and intensity. So got to have passion. Got to have passion.
Were some of the early enrollee freshmen, had any of them stood out to you
all
the first day?
All of them. They all have a chance to help us right away. We expect them to. And we're going to push the envelope with them. We're going to put them in situations where they have to respond and perform. They've trained hard. They worked right with us. And you know how it is for a mid-year guy, you get thrown right into the fire right away. And they've all responded really well. We expect them to respond well when we go to pads as well.
Expect more freshmen to come the second half of spring ball when spring term starts?
Maybe one or two. I expect most of them to come in June.